Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, a lot of us start thinking about shopping for some kind of sweet treats for our sweethearts. So if a box of candy says something, imagine what a box of homemade sweets would say. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, this could be a very rewarding project to take on.
I think so. And I think making candy scares people. I understand. What I've got is like four or five recipes that we're going to throw up on the website that are almost foolproof, really nice candies that you can make. It is a process that you need a couple specific tools for.
Mm-hmm.
They're not super expensive, but you do need them. The candy thermometer.
Yeah.
Is something that's kind of crucial. It's not that different than any other thermometer, except it's usually mounted on a very nice piece of stainless steel, and it's got a little foot on the bottom, because this thing's going to need to sit into pots of boiling, scalding sugar, things that you need to get up to, you know, over 240 degrees.
Wow.
And it's got a great handle on the end, and it's made to work. And it is crucial. I mean, these recipes require specific temperatures. And then the other thing, which you may or may not have if you're a baker, is the Silpat, or the sort of the neoprene nonstick mats that go onto mm-hmm. things. If you have these two things, you're all set to make great candies. And so we're going to put a few recipes on the website, and I just want to walk you through them real quick.
Sure.
Rum balls. Add, you know, blank balls, add in any liquor you want, bourbon balls, tequila balls,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever you're in the mood for. But this is a great little treat. I mean, it really involves baking sort of a small cake mm-hmm. on a very thin sheet cake. And then you crumble this up, and you're going to use a mixer or a hand mixer, and just keep mixing it and adding the spirit to this dough until it's, you know, sort of moist enough to be able to roll into balls.
Uh-huh.
And so you've got this basically chocolate cake just loaded with liquor that you'll roll up into these little balls and then roll them in some sugar or some, you know, some coarse sugar, and they're beautiful. It's an easy one. And by the way, if you're going to do it, that's the easy one. Chocolate truffles is another thing that I think everybody are happy to make. Again, it's just melting. It's a simple thing, double boiler style melting. Chocolate, butter, heavy cream, and again, the liquor of your choice, whether mm-hmm. it's brandy or bourbon or whatever, allowing this to cool. And then you're going to literally roll them by hand again. It's just a very soft, lovely chocolate. I like to coat them in two or three different things, whether it's cocoa powder or I love honey roasted peanuts chopped up.
No kidding.
Or toasted nice. Coconut.
Uh-huh.
And roll them and boom, little candies that are perfect. Chocolate bark is kind of like the easiest and craziest thing to make.
I had some last night.
Oh, good. And like, its permutations are limitless.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
It just requires melting some chocolate in a double boiler, putting it on that Silpat, and then slapping all sorts of things on it. I like to make one that's orange zest, pecans, and dried cranberries. But again, throw in some white chocolate for contrast. Add any type of toppings you want. You basically put this thing in the freezer and then just break it up into pieces.
Yeah.
And it's
Smack
delicious.
It and crack it.
Smack it and crack it. And then the last thing to make, I think, is like a sort of some sort of praline.
Mm-hmm.
I love bacon pecan pralines.
Sure.
But really all this is, again, with the candy thermometer, getting this mixture of sugar, heavy cream up to the right temperature, mixing in whatever you want, and then dropping them with a spoon on the Silpat, and you're done.
Wow. We're going to put all of these on the website.
Yeah.
Give them a crack at home. They're really not that hard.
That's right. And it's, like you said, happy Valentine's Day, handmade candy.
There you go. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.